Good day, everyone. It's Gail Bickham presenting Gail Knows New Homes. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen in on our subject matter for the day. This show is going to focus on how to insert yourself as a new home expert in this economy and virtual marketplace. For those of you that are new to the industry or new to the new market, you know it's not like it used to be in the early 2000s or the 90s, and certainly not the 80s in terms of how you identify farmers. It used to be you got a real estate license, you did mailers, you told your friends and family, and they referred buyers to you. But it's not quite that simple for a few reasons. One, buyers have access to more information, and buyers believe they have a better handle on real estate because of that. Now, it is true, knowledge does empower you, but as you and I both know, fellow real estate professionals, you can't suddenly become a new home sales expert because you visit a few sites or read a few books. This is a business that requires time, effort, energy, and experience. And for those of you who have done a fair number of new home sales transactions, you know what I mean. And for those of you who have experienced a few new home sales transactions, you're learning that this process is a lot different from a general home sale. So today I'm going to cover a few topics with you. I'm going to discuss the importance of having a stellar presence both online and offline. I'm going to talk about developing relationships online, offline, the importance of having a system that is methodical with regard to how you touch and continue to stay in contact and get to know people. I'm going to talk about the importance of a network and how you go about setting all of this up. We're going to talk about how you tell your story and how to engage people as a resource where when it comes to new homes, you're their resource, a trusted resource. And lastly, adding value to everyone that you meet that has an interest in new home sales. So first, let's talk about your presence. You need to look the part. So whether if you're hip and cool and you're a guy who rocks a beard and slick hair, or a woman who likes to look sophisticated, or someone that wants to tap into Generation X, you've got to look the best at the image or in the image that you are presenting. You've got to be clean cut. You've got to look inviting. You've got to be someone that people feel they can warm up to quickly. But most importantly, you've got to be comfortable in your own skin. You've got to let yourself not only feel, but express the love energy that's in you for what you do, the passion energy that's in you for what you do, and the excitement and enthusiasm that's in you for what you do, because that's ultimately what people feed off of. I mean, granted, you want to look your best, but even if you didn't on that particular day and you encountered a prospect and that prospect met enthusiastic you who loves what you do and it's evident through the energy and the way you're communicating about your business, and the other person who dressed to the T but yet has no energy, that prospective buyer is going to be more inclined to deal with you than someone in the reverse. So you always want to step out the door with your game face and your game energy. And then whenever you're telling any stories online, let your message be consistent. So if you are serious about being a new home sales expert, first understand the process, then teach the process. Secondly, identify the top areas that you want to market and sell homes, and market and sell homes in those areas. Thirdly, get to know the new home agents in those areas. And then let that be your message. Let your sale be that you focus on finding top-performing communities and top-performing school districts that offer quick access to the five key elements. And if you go to GailBickham.com or GailKnowsNewHomes.com and you register, I'll give you that information as a freemium. So let's talk about relationships both online and offline. You don't want to come across as a salesperson or salesy, and you don't want to be partial with regard to developing your online relationships. You need to be consistent. So if it's something you do once a week, twice a week, for 30 minutes out of the day each of those days, then be consistent at it. Be consistent at it at least 33 days until it forms a habit in you. And in doing that, you'll find that your sphere of influence, your reach, even if you are just occupying mind share with the people who are friending you or sharing their contact information with you, that in itself is power. It's what you do after that that determines whether or not you become a key source for new home sales as it relates to real estate. And again, register on the website. You'll get details about that too. So now let's talk about your system. If you don't have a system to generate prospects, opportunity, and traffic, you're not in the game. That system isn't limited to what you do online. It's limited to what you do, period, as a salesperson, a motivated salesperson, a aligned, motivated, excited, I love what I do salesperson. Now, you can decide the tasks and the connections and interactions you're prepared to make each week to build your business, and from that assess what really works. Or you can partner with us and let us show you how to do it, along with take advantage of some of the events and the opportunities that we have available. Again, be sure to go to GailBickham.com and register. And then next, you do have to network. You have to establish your network. You have to get to know people. You have to enjoy life. So whether it's volunteering at Habitat for Humanity, volunteering at the local school, or doing a drive, you know, perhaps to find clothes or books for needy adults and children, you decide. Let it be something that's from your heart, and maybe get a few others to help you out with it who may not necessarily do exactly what you do in the real estate industry. So that would mean tapping into your local lender who you've done a fair amount of business with, an inspector, an insurance person, people who need relationship with you in order to grow their business. Do live events with folks like that. And then next, telling your story. You don't just want to be a salesperson. You should seek to tell your story and let that story be about why you got in this business, what motivates you in this business, and your sincere desire to help people. That adds value because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. We've all heard that, and that is so true. Now, next, I want to talk about engaging people and being a resource to them. You strike up casual conversation. You let people tell you about themselves. You compliment them. You learn about what they like. And then you start to build trust. And then you share back with them what you've learned about them. And then you start to ask them questions about real estate. You know, have you thought about owning a home? Have you owned one? What's been your experience in the past? Do you know the value of your home? Did you know how easy it was to buy new at this time in this new economy? These are starter conversations you should seek to have. And you may even want to discuss the past experience people had with the crash. That's not necessarily something most people are going to openly discuss. But if you talk about it in a way where you either discuss how you helped others solve their solution, solve their problems, or you know, solutions you had that help people get out of this situation and what people who are still in those pockets are doing today to change the situation might create an opportunity. It's just something for you to think about. And then lastly, adding value. Now, there are a lot of ways you can add value to people you come in contact with who may have an interest in real estate. People fall in one of three categories. They either own a home, would like to own a home, or are in the process of looking for a home. And once you determine where they fall, it's at that point you determine how you're going to connect with them. And what I recommend is you build a 12-step process for building relationships with those individuals. And it should include the various mediums that you're able to use to market yourself and connect with them. Live events, email, video, special perks and benefits from employers, or service providers or retailers, you have relationships, you name it, it's totally up to you. But these are all new and exciting elements or practices you can add to your business to go to another level. So for those of you who have enjoyed this information and you're looking for some guidance and a resource, be sure to visit GailBickham.com or GailKnowsNewHomes.com. That's G-A-Y-L-E, KnowsNewHomes.com. And we'd love to help you. Again, thank you for your time, and I'll see you again next week, or you'll hear me again next week. Have a great day.